Spring is finally here. And with spring comes the whole spring cleaning craze. And it's kind of a out with the old, in with the new kind of vibe. So today we're talking about the one thing you might be thinking about refreshing in your business, and that is your social media strategy. Do you really need a new social media strategy? Is the algorithm changing again? What the heck? Listen on. Welcome to Creator to Leader. Are you struggling to connect with your ideal customers online? Are you confused about the most effective way to market your business? If you are ready to become the go-to expert in your industry and stand out from the crowd, this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Eugenia. That's Eugenia in Spanish, but you can call me E. My mission is to help entrepreneurs stand out online so that they can grow their businesses. I do this through comprehensive marketing strategies, impactful content plans, and storytelling leadership. We both know you are running on caffeine and big dreams, so let's dive right in. You see, with spring, I've been looking at a bunch of articles online, and I feel like everyone's talking about the latest trends, the newest platforms, and all of those must-try hacks to grow your business online. But here's a thought. What if I told you that chasing these trends isn't the answer? Stick around because we're going to dive deep into why your social media strategy might need less of a trend overhaul and more of a message makeover. And this is going to be our two-part episode. First, I'm going to give you a big picture overview with my thoughts, my perspectives, and then I'll bring you a unique interview with a queen of content and community. I'm so excited for this interview. So you need to set a reminder because these two episodes will go together like Merlot and prosciutto. You know what I mean? So before we get into the nitty gritty, let me ask you this. When was the last time you took a step back and really looked at the foundation of your brand's online communication? Every time that I hear someone say that their engagement is low or that the platform is against them, I come back to their social media and I see that they're not posting enough. And this happened to me recently. I recently really decreased the volume of publication that I had and my engagement dropped. So I definitely see a correlation between showing up and the results you're getting. So before we dive into the nitty-gritty, let me ask you this. When was the last time you took a step back to really look at the foundation of your brand's online communication? Because every time I hear someone say that their engagement is low or that there's a problem with the algorithm, I then go back and look at their content and they're just not being as consistent as they used to. And this happened to me a few months ago. I dropped my posting frequency just because I wanted to see kind of an experiment to see if that really affected engagement. And yes, it does. It does affect engagement and reach and account growth. Not to say that you have to post every day, of course, but it does affect it. So how present are you being? That was kind of my first lesson. And it is such a basic advice that I feel like I have to say this before I go into the whole spiel of this episode, because it might be as simple as start posting more, show up more on stories. That's going to make a huge difference, believe it or not. So if you are not posting consistently, increase your consistency and increase your frequency and you're going to see results. It's going to be very noticeable. If you are, though, posting frequently, let's first make sure that your message is crystal clear. And clarity is really king or queen or however you want to address it. The core of your social media strategy should be about clarifying your message. And it's not about jumping on every trend. And that definitely is fun and it's entertaining and it's motivating and it keeps us creative 100%. But we need to establish that foundation, right? Of how do we communicate online? And I always tell you this, but I really have to tell you again on this episode, your platform, your brand's platform is not built on a social media channel. It is built on the back of a brand strategy. And that is especially important with a clear messaging. And this means, simply put, to identify what is the problem that you solve externally. So what's the symptom? How does it look like? And how does it make your audience feel? and I go way deeper in my program. But if you answer these two questions, you're going to be in such a great place. And I don't like to use necessarily the term niche down because I feel like it's been a little overused lately. And I feel like we've all done some type of niche work or audience work in one point or another. So it's kind of easy to be confused and just wonder, have I done enough? But you do want to be a resource for someone's transformation in one specific area, which is what niching down or choosing a target or a best audience, this is what it means. Like, who are you being a resource for? Who are you helping solve a specific problem? Sure, big companies might have completely different products for completely different people solving completely different problems. But for the most part, when you are a personal brand, you're solving in a category of population, right? Either you're talking to moms and helping them solve the problem of managing their time with so many things going on, or you're talking to the corporate girl who just got her first job and she needs to figure out a healthy lifestyle. Like, they have different pains and different things that are in their minds. So that's why it's so important to understand what's in it for them. Like, what are they winning by following you, by listening to you, by working with you? That's what I mean when I say identifying the problem that you solve for a specific person. And I recently heard this from Jasmine Starr, and I promise I keep thinking about this almost every day. It's crazy. She said, find your thing for this season and become obsessed with it. Learn about it, put time into it, make it the best that it can possibly be. And I 100% agree. Because once you have your messaging clear, your mind is relieved from that pain. You can now dive into your social media channels. You can now dive into your visibility. Like, there are so many things you can do. And there are so many really like cool things that are part of this marketing and personal brand world. But until your message is clear, it's not going to be the best time to add fuel to your social media. And that's exactly why I'm bringing the expert next week, because that's when, like, once you're clear, that's when you start diving into the community and like, really, what are some trends that I could leverage? Like, creating a community, like really being social on social media. Like, there are so many great things that you can do, but you have to have your messaging first. So if you are building your social media strategy, or you are reevaluating if you should work on your social media strategy for this new quarter, or spring clean your strategy first, okay, we already got out of the way. Am I posting consistently? That's kind of step zero, or frequently, I would say. And then really step one is clarifying your messaging. Is there a problem, or what is the problem I am solving for one specific person or a specific group of people with really clear characteristics? That's it. And then we can add fire to the fuel. And that brings me to my next point, which is build on your unique strengths. Once you've got your message crystal clear, that's when the tactics and the hacks truly make sense. Because you become obsessed about the one thing, as Jasmine said, and then you become the best at it. But reaching that level of obsession and excellence starts with knowing what sets you apart. Not your competitors, not your favorite influencer, you. What sets you apart? Remember, if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you are on this journey to become a leader, not only a creator. You want to lead a community, then you need to know what about you deserves to be followed. And this is a question that my editor, my brother, my business partner asked me when I first started my podcast, and it stopped me on my tracks. Because there can be some elements of imposter syndrome of saying, I do deserve to be heard. I do deserve to be followed, quote unquote. And the way that really I was able to like get out of this imposter syndrome was realizing that it wasn't that I deserved to be followed because I was so incredible or because my ego deserved to be inflated. It was because I do have the heart for helping people shine online, step on their stage, build their platform, use their voice to lead others. And if I know how to do it, I've done it before for myself, for others. I want to use my voice to help those who want to be on those stages get on those stages. So In order to do that, though, I need to be clear on my strengths, because that's going to be my anchor when I get confused because the messagings out there are being so overwhelming, or there are people doing similar things, but they just look in a different way. When I think about this feeling of deserving to be followed, I don't think that you want followers in a creepy, like Joe Carroll kind of way from the follower. Being a leader does come with being comfortable with people listening to you and taking action towards what you're saying. And it's like throwing a party and being the person and having your guests know that this is a must for them to be there. And the other day I saw this influencer, Serena Kerrigan, or Kerrigan, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. She's the self-proclaimed queen of confidence. And she threw a party for her 30th birthday. And it was themed around RIP to my youth. And it was kind of a funeral to her youth. And it was a bit morbid for my own personal taste. But she created such a freaking branded experience that everyone knew that they had to be there. And it didn't matter if the theme was quote-unquote weird, because she's unafraid to be herself and build on her strengths. So people have this expectation and this excitement to be part of the event, to be a sponsor for the event, to share the event. People were talking about this party like the party of the year. So take a moment, reflect on what makes you unique, your brand unique. What are the strengths you can lean into? How can you communicate these strengths in a way that's not just heard, but felt by your audience? And this is where your strategy begins to shine and where real growth starts. And finally, number three, stop chasing likes. And this might be a bit of a controversial take, but while likes give you an amazing dopamine hit, and no shame in like if likes make you feel better, they definitely make me feel better sometimes, likes don't really build a long-term ROI when it comes to your reputation. So what does it look like? How does it look like to stop chasing likes? If you want to start receiving engagement, you need to start giving engagement. So make Q2 the quarter when you prioritize giving engagement versus only posting and waiting for people to talk back to you. The people with the best engagement I know spend so much time nurturing their communities. They are in the DMs, I'm not going to say all day, but for sure every day. They're replying to comments, to DMs. They're actually following and nurturing their communities. They're just not sitting on their throne waiting for likes, for comments. They give so much more than they take. So I want to leave you today with this. Take a day, maybe this weekend, to do some spring cleaning of your content strategy. Dust off your brand's core messages, throw out those outdated tactics that aren't serving you, and polish your unique selling points until they sparkle. And then I want to hear all about it. Share your breakthroughs and questions. And by the way, if you want to share your breakthrough, a perfect place to do it is to leave a review on the podcast so others can find it, so they can understand the value they can expect from this show. So definitely the reviews are the best place to share your breakthroughs. But if you're stuck, reach out to me on Instagram. My DMs are open for you. I'd love to get you going. I'd love to be your thinking partner. Let's chat through this. I'm really excited for you. I'm really excited for your content strategy. I'm really excited to see how you show up on social the rest of this year, how you spring clean your social media presence. Remember to come back next week for part two of this spring cleaning session. Until next time, take care. Un beso. I hope you loved this episode. If you connected with the podcast in some way, please rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That is the number one way you can support the show. And because sharing is caring, share it with a fellow entrepreneur wanting to become a leader, not just a creator. I am so grateful for you. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM over to @eugenia.wu. That's @eugenia.woo. And if you only send me a microphone emoji, I will know that you stayed till the end. Thank you for listening. See you soon.